USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators will continue grilling Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett on Wednesday. Coney Barrett remained tight-lipped on her views during a second day of the confirmation hearings as Senate Democrats interrogated her.
I can't really speak to what the president has said on Twitter. He hasn't said any of that to me. And what I can tell you, as I have told your colleagues earlier today, is that no one has elicited from me any commitment in a case.
President Trump set to deliver remarks from the Rose Garden on Wednesday. The president then heads to Des Moines, Iowa for a Make America Great Again rally. While campaigning on Tuesday, the president says he will always put America first.
This election is a simple choice. If Biden wins, China wins, all these other countries win, we get ripped off by everybody.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A top Army official is back on the job. He's ending his quarantine after meeting with another military official who came down with the coronavirus.
Just like you would know, I've been screened and tested multiple times over the last 2 weeks. I was tested this morning and all negative.
Army Chief of Staff James McConville attending an in-person briefing on Tuesday. He said he was cleared to come back to work and has been tested multiple times. After forcing many businesses in his state to close down due to the coronavirus pandemic, New Jersey Democrat Governor Phil Murphy is announcing a $100 million plan to help small businesses recover.
All of this will help us keep our economy moving ahead and our families working, even as we continue our work to not only defeat the virus, but to deliver even more critical aid to our families and our small businesses.
70 of the $100 million will go towards struggling businesses within the food service industry. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo's book on COVID-19 lessons that can be learned came out on Tuesday. The book speaks of hard lessons that he learned and his leadership during COVID-19. Coronavirus cases in New York are continuing to rise, and the governor has threatened another lockdown if things don't get under control soon. In New York, over 33,000 people have died from COVID-19. Joe Borelli is a New York City councilman.
We saw more deaths than the entire country of France. I mean, an entire largely populated European country, New York State still had more deaths. And the part that's so insulting is that as people were still dying, as people were still getting sick, as the uncertainty continued and businesses were closing, this was a guy who used that moment not only to take, you know, contemporaneous notes for a future book, but he was actually glad-handing publishers, shopping for agents, writing this book, and doing the work.
Borelli speaking there on Fox News. That audio courtesy of Fox News. Over 10 million Americans have already cast their votes in the 2020 presidential election. That's according to data from 38 states that make it public. Around the same time ahead of the 2016 election, less than 2 million people had voted. That's according to Michael McDonald, University of Florida professor and head of U.S. Election Project, who's been keeping the tally. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.